Distinguished President, delegates, I'd like to thank the President, Secretariat, and delegates, regional coordinators for their work. Discussions have shown that UNCTAD is doing a lot, but there's still a lot of work ahead. First, developing UNCTAD's activities on technical cooperation and its financing, we would note as follows. It's necessary to continue improving approaches of the office towards effectiveness of implementation of instruments to oversee implementation of recommendations and also to improve accountability. We'd also note the importance of holding regular analysis when it comes to the effectiveness of financing projects, relevant amendments and making relevant amendments and fine tuning when necessary. Then when it comes to implementing sub-program 3, international raw material trade, also, what stands out is the problem of lack of resources here. Greater attention needs to be given to redistribution of resources for the most priority and long-term projects. It's important to more actively use non-budget funds to finance activities of the sub-program. The specificities and issues of specific interests of the member states, and also we need to do more results-based budgeting. However, we see that with the results-based management, certain problems can arise, which require the creation of more specific, flexible indicators for accurate data collection. We also think there's a possibility to improve indicators of the sub-programs. We see the decision to improve resource management and long-term strategic plans should be focused on sustainability of programs. What's also relevant is to improve coordination with specialized international organizations to maximize synergies and enhance the effectiveness of results of projects. Moreover, we urge the Secretariat to provide due coordination of the activities of the regional groups to reach consensus on all issues in a timely fashion. We stress that UNCTAD needs to do its utmost to achieve consensus without resorting to outside arbiters, as happened in January 2024. This only drags out discussions of the most pressing issues. We look forward to a constructive approach from all parties during future arrangements. One of the priorities of future work is analysis of trends, changes in international trade as a result of the application of UCMs. And we join the request to the Secretariat made by the group of friends in defense of the Charter here. What's particularly important to try and address the negative impact of UCMs and its impact on the international trade system. Here we need to there should be no politicization when it comes to doing this. In this line with this, we call for further work to be carried out on the basis of these considerations and further improvements to internal processes and mechanisms of intergovernmental dialogue. We'd also like to draw attention to the unclear recommendation when it comes to the independent audit on sub-program 3. It's important to maintain all existing possibilities for meetings and discussions, publications in line with previous practice. The recommendation on working mechanisms should be discussed in the framework of the relevant formats and it shouldn't reduce the possibility of input from member states. Thank you.